You are listening to Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Brothers and sisters, welcome to the Father's Quilt. I'm your host, Christina Doyle, and every Tuesday and Friday afternoon from 1 o'clock to 1:30, we get together and share scripture and share all kinds of things that go through our lives, especially during these pandemic times. I am going to introduce, as you can see, I introduced to you the prayer of St. Michael the Archangel because I'm talking about spiritual warfare praying. So, if you could turn to your Bibles, and if you haven't, then you could write it down. It would be the focus today's broadcast on Ephesians, the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, and we'll be starting off with verse 10. So when we get going, you'll be able to refer to that. So, you know, it's wonderful to come together to celebrate the Eucharist. God's love never fails us, even in times of uncertainty and crisis. In Jesus, God shows himself visible, concrete, and tangible. In Jesus, Isaiah says prophetically, God does not abandon us. Paul says, God cooperates with all those who love him to achieve his purpose. And finally, the gospel puts it even more simply and emphatically that Jesus is Emmanuel. God is with us. That is essentially the good news that we are entrusted with. As we are all disciples, we are all sent to share the good news and to enable others to live life to the full. We look to Jesus as the model missionary who did not hold on to his divine status, but humbled himself and gave himself wholeheartedly to others. Each of us is called to go beyond ourselves in order to enter the world of our brothers and sisters, to encounter, to share, and to accompany them on the journey of life. Lives can be healed, sustained, and transformed, and they continue to be the dream of Jesus. Today we honor Mary as one who followed the footsteps of her son in giving her life in service of others. She did not stay in her comfortable environment. Rather, her life was lived as an act of faith, of trust, of generous abandon to the dictates of the Holy Spirit. It was a constant journey into the unknown, but always in obedience to the will of God. The flight into Egypt, the years of living in exile, the constant uprooting and replanting, the journey to Jerusalem, the agony at the foot of the cross. Mary knew the rough and tumble of motherhood and more. The Magnificat is Mary's song of praise to God. It's also a window into her life of faithful and courageous discipleship. Mary was anything but a withdrawn, uncommitted, indifferent person and a mere pushover. And I'm sorry to say that sometimes I feel I am a pushover. Sometimes I feel withdrawn. And today I wanted to bring strength to you, to tell you, to encourage you to seek out our Blessed Mother in her intercession and to read scripture if you can. There is power in the Word of God. And as I say, we'll be looking at Ephesians chapter 6, starting off with verse 10. The God she served was one who filled the poor with good things and sent the rich away empty. And we say that in the Legion of Mary as the antiphon. We go through that whole sentence. In other words, Mary was committed to justice, to compassion, to raising up the fallen, caring for the uncared for, loving the unloved. Mary acted in solidarity with the afflicted. She was not insensitive or uninterested in the plight of the needy, the poor, and the troubled. Thus, for example, at the wedding of Cana, it was Mary who refused to be the neutral bystander. She could have chosen not to be involved, but Mary showed us an example of advocating on behalf of others. She stood up and spoke the word of hope for them. Her attitude of deep empathy and compassion was different to the fearful reaction of the disciples. We are reminded of the story of Jesus feeding the multitude in the desert, and there the disciples wanted to send the people away. They acted in fear and showed lack of faith. By contrast, Mary engaged the people and pleaded with Jesus on their behalf. She acted in solidarity with the afflicted and demonstrated her tremendous faith and love. So we give thanks for her maternal love and care and protection. Mary has cared and protected us in our journeys of life through all changes and upheavals. Mary, who acts in solidarity with those who are in every kind of need. Therefore, we cannot simply honor her without following her example of care and protection for others. May Mary then help us to be carers and protectors of those who have been entrusted to us. May she also guide us in our Christian discipleship as we seek to be the salt of the earth and light for the world. May Mary, who is the example of par excellence of faith, hope, and love, intercede for us and make us instruments of grace. Brothers and sisters, turn with me, if you please, to Ephesians 6, verse 10. And I'll read it, verse 10 only, and 11. Finally, be strong in the Lord, in the strength of his power. Put on the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our struggle, and here's the big one, brothers and sisters, for our struggle is not against enemies of blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. So our spiritual journey, my friends, is to stand firm that we are serving God from our hearts. St. Paul, in his letter to the Ephesians, brilliantly in this chapter, describes the real spiritual battle that is the human experience on this earth, defending ourselves and families against the wiles of the devil. It requires grace, not self-reliance, prayer, not fear, wisdom, not folly. It is foolish and outside church teaching to deny that the devil is not in the mix of the spiritual world. Yet he isn't to be blamed for every evil thought or deed since sin is at work in our fallen nature. Daily we decide. Every morning we wake up, brothers and sisters, we make a choice, consciously or unconsciously, to cultivate virtuous habits that strengthen our spiritual armor or destructive vices that weaken or remove the armor. Absent God's armor, well, we become extremely vulnerable to diabolical vexation, which you can find in the book of Job. We may get weary of the spiritual battle and procrastinate about doing anything constructive to combat the interior or exterior onslaught of negativity, lies, doubts, fears, and darkness that weigh heavily on the soul. To a degree, we give up. Lethargy sets in. We just want the spiritual tension and torment to end. The flesh cries out for pleasure. The world beckons us to comfort. The devil taunts us. Your God wants you to suffer. He doesn't care. You're in a fantasy world. Get real. How can we respond to spiritual combat at its various levels of temptation, oppression, and obsession? Taking up the Word of God. We must pray, especially in the chapter 6 of the Ephesians. It is more fruitful to pray, to turn to God, than to whine and complain. In that first verse, verse 10, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his power. Lord, I've never felt weaker or more defeated in the battle of against evil spirits. In your mercy, hold me upright in the strength of your might. Protect me from this evil onslaught and increase my faith that I may not succumb to diabolical temptations. O incarnate mercy, embrace your suffering servant with tender strength. That is the first little prayer I've offered up to you. The next one, of course, you heard is number 11, verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. I know that we cannot go and fight anything on our own, brothers and sisters. We need God in our lives. We need to have faith. We need to trust in him that he is in control, that our Lord Jesus is in control. And so here is another little short prayer. Lord Jesus, you are the whole armor of the Christian soldier. Cover me, please. Wherever there is a weak link in my spiritual armor, please heal and restore its integrity. The wiles of the devil are manifold, leading me into darkness, discouragement, doubt, and division, even against myself, friends, and family. I need your light to see your encouragement, to persevere, and affirmation that with your grace, I can resist and the enemy will flee. Many times, brothers and sisters, when doubt hits me or fear or anxiety, I say quickly three Hail Marys. I say three Hail Marys. What do you do to combat that when that feeling comes? Do you pray the Our Father? Do you pull out your rosary and pray the rosary? Do you pray to a patron saint? There are so many beautiful saints and martyrs, beautiful saints who can help you and intercede for you. Maybe it's through Padre Pio, St. Padre Pio, maybe St. Teresa of Lisieux. It could be any one of them to help you to fight the wiles of the devil. And it's not just at home. It's everywhere. Evilness is everywhere. But the power of God and the power through the intercession of our Blessed Mother. Remember, when you see the statue of our Blessed Mother, under her feet is the serpent, right? She's got it under her feet, a woman. A woman. He is afraid of Blessed Mother. He hates it when we pray the rosary, when we say a Hail Mary. So you say your Hail Marys as much as you possibly can. And here is, and then we go to Ephesians 6, verse 12. For our struggles is not against enemies of blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. And so that means we're not just dealing with mankind. We're not dealing with that. We're dealing with this other, right? This other present creature, this spirit that's evil, that wants to take away your joy, that wants to steal your confidence, who wants to undermine your ability that you are not good enough, that you're not strong enough, that you're not smart enough, that you're not whatever. Believe me, brothers and sisters, you are good enough. In fact, you are more than enough for our Father, because Father God loves you and adores you. He loves you because he created you. He brought you into this world. He loves you. He cherishes his children. You are a son. You are a daughter of Jesus. You are a daughter. You are. And so, brothers and sisters, let's pray. Close your eyes. Eternal Father, what defense do I, a poor sinner, have against powers and principalities and their wickedness? You have given me your Son, Jesus Christ, as spiritual armor. Father, graciously place me into the depths of the Sacred Heart, my refuge against this present darkness. If I have succumbed to evil, lead me to repentance, reparation, and restoration. I am your unworthy child, but the blood of your Son, Jesus, is my garment because you willed it. Thank you for loving perpetual care. Amen. Then turn with me to verse 13. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God so that you may be able to withstand on that evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Eternal Father, I reach for you like a child who seeks to be picked up into the arms of his or her loving daddy. Only in your arms am I safe from the evil one. Have I done all to stand for Christ against the evil day? I'm sure that I have not. Therefore, have pity on me and supply what is lacking in your servant, please. Brothers and sisters, we do need to come to in his presence, into our Lord's presence, and ask him to look into our hearts, each of us. We're not perfect. And we do have things that we're not proud of, things we might have said or done in the past, maybe in the present. But we can come for forgiveness and mercy. God is an all-merciful God. He loves us. He wants us to come back to him. When we do wrong, he doesn't want us to hide and shy away that, oh, now, you know, I don't want to tell God. But God already knows. He knows all we're doing. He knows everything. We can't hide from him. But he is a loving parent. He is a loving father. He wants nothing more than for you to come to him in his presence and say, here I am. I'm not perfect. I've done this and this wrong. Please forgive me, Lord. And when you say those words from the bottom of your heart with tears in your eyes, believe me when I tell you, you are forgiven. And you must then take up the cross. You must then follow him. You must do right. Do right. Do good. Stop. Stop with the, oh, maybe I might go back. No. Don't let that nonsense enter your head. Follow Christ. Anytime that slightest doubt comes into you, and it'll come to you because evil will want to, it's relentless, my friends. It's relentless. It'll be after us 24/7. But Jesus doesn't sleep either. Our Lord is awake 24/7 working on our behalf. So you just seek him out. Seek out God. Seek out the Holy Spirit. Tell the Holy Spirit, say, fill me, Holy Spirit. Get the evilness, get anything that doesn't belong, that is right in my heart and my soul and my thoughts. Please wash them away. Give me a clean heart. Help me, Lord Jesus. Forgive me of my sins. Brothers and sisters, that's really where it's at. And if you can get to confession, good for you. And brothers and sisters, people often say, well, yeah, I go to confession once a year, at Easter, at Lent, right? If that. But brothers and sisters, it's really important to make time to go to confession. Maybe even if you can, once a month, right? So if you can even, I mean, there are people who might go even once a week. Well, God bless them, you know, but do make an effort for confession. If you can't get to your parish priest, maybe you can ask the parish priest to come to you where you are. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 14. Stand therefore and fasten the belt of truth around your waist, and put on the breastplate of righteousness. Well, yes, because God is truth. There's no lying with God. There's no cheating with God. There's no that you have to doubt anything that comes from the Lord. Anything that comes from the Lord, you don't have to doubt. And God doesn't punish you. God loves you, and he wants you to come to him at all times. Jesus, incarnate truth, please build me up in the truth that I may stand against my soul's enemy. You, the only righteous one, be my breastplate, shield and protection in this present spiritual battle. With incarnate truth, I can stand, am safe, and able to proclaim the victory that you won on the cross. My only righteousness is your precious blood, and because of it, the devil is defeated. Consecrate me in this truth, I beg you. Isn't that beautiful, brothers and sisters? Such powerful words, such beautiful prayers to help you in your spiritual battle. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 15. As shoes for your feet, put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. Lord Jesus, the gospel of peace rests in my heart, but my feet feel the hot coals of the fire set by the evil one. Teach me, please, the way of surrender, strength, and suffering wherein I do not lose my peace of soul. Did you lose your peace on the Via Dolorosa? No. You entered into the fiery ordeal with confidence in your Father's plan. Teach me this way of wise confidence, I beg you. I admit my faith, hope, love are too small. Increase it, I pray. Yes, ask for increase of faith, brothers and sisters, an increase of hope, an increase of his presence in your life, that he and our Blessed Mother, through her intercession, to increase our awareness of her presence in our lives through prayer, through rosary, and just sometimes, brothers and sisters. And when I say prayer, I'm not talking about a prescribed prayer. I'm just talking about what comes from your heart. That's the prayer. That's as genuine as it gets, as real as it gets. You can be real with God. You don't have to put on some kind of a facade or some kind of a, that you have to search out on Google or search out on books. No, you come as yourself, just as you are, just as I am too, broken. And yet, I need Jesus in my life. I can't go through the day without Jesus in my life. And when you have Jesus, you feel that strength. You know that you are not alone. God is with you. He says, I will not leave you nor forsake you. And that goes for you too, brothers and sisters. So ask for increase. Ask for confidence. Ask for increase of faith. Verse 16. With all of these, take the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. That's right. How else can we fight? You can't fight any other way, brothers and sisters. You need Jesus. You need the intercession of the Blessed Mother. Mother Mary, first disciple of the Lord Jesus, I implore your maternal help to strengthen my faith so it becomes an impenetrable shield. When the flaming darts of the evil one raged against you, they could not mortally wound you. You who were privileged to see God's glory with greatest clarity and saw the unimaginable depths of evil at work all around you, you were not afraid. You believed and proclaimed God's victory. In the greatest battle at the foot of the cross, you stood valiantly in faith. Please strengthen the faith of your battle-worn child now. Brothers and sisters, listen to this key word. You believed, here it comes, and proclaimed God's victory. That is huge, brothers and sisters. We must proclaim God's word. We must proclaim God's victory. We must proclaim that we are well. We must, even if we're feeling terrible, even if we're going up to get some tests done or whatever, I proclaim in Jesus' name, by his blood and stripes, I am healed. I am a child of God. Jesus loves me and protects me. I proclaim victory. I proclaim health. I proclaim peace. I proclaim joy, joy and protection from whatever pandemic, from whatever variant comes. Doesn't matter. I pray that Jesus will protect me. Now, am I saying not to go get a vaccine? No way. I myself have had three, and we are waiting for the fourth one to carry us through the winter. Both my husband and I are considered high risk. So maybe you don't believe in them. Well, everybody has a personal decision to make, and we here at Radio Maria are not endorsing one or the other. We are only endorsing that God is a mighty God. God is real. And so, brothers and sisters, please read Ephesians chapter 6. It'll bring you such strength, and I know that you will truly be blessed by it. So with that, thank you again so much for joining us here on Father's Quilt, and God bless you, and I hope to see you again. Bye for now.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day. If I had